Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, just heard you talking about it in the news. FBI crediting Donald Trump's executive order to pursue Antifa lunatics.
Yeah.
With the arrest of this terror cell that was very well along its way to doing New Year's Eve attacks.
Yeah, they were serious about that. I've been hearing some of the details there. First, I was thinking like, okay, FBI said they've thwarted another terrorist attack. You know, we've heard that for years, and there's been, you know, some folks have a little bit of questioning about, you know, the validity of that. But these folks were serious. They were doing a testing.
In the Mojave Desert.
In the Mojave Desert, they were testing things out. Yes. I mean, they had all the materials there. And apparently there was a drone flight over the area that picked up, I mean, you know, were investigating them and used a drone to monitor their activity and stop them right in the middle of it.
I had plans to do multiple terror attacks, but also to kill ICE agents.
Yeah.
What's interesting about this cell, this is exactly what I warned about literally yesterday before the story broke. What you're starting to see, and I've been warning about this since we learned that Iran was funding Democrat street protests, how that's legal, I don't know. They're a designated state sponsor of terror. But Joe Biden's spokesperson, John Kirby, and I'm not going to play the audio again. I play it, gosh, most days, to remind you of who the Democrat Party is, admitted, you know, Iran's funding our street protests, the anti-Jewish ones. Well, on Monday, I pointed out, you know, St. Kilmer, Abrigo Garcia, who has been now brought back to the U.S. and released by a lunatic liberal judge for now. We're going to get him and send him back. But we've had a setback. But he's standing there and whining and complaining because he can't go back to committing crimes as an illegal immigrant in our country. You know, roaming free, trafficking children, stuff he does, beating his wife, you know, things like that. He's whining about it in Spanish because he can't be bothered to learn English because he doesn't give a damn about this country. But that was the most interesting thing about the press conference. No, it was the dude and the kafaya standing next to him. Like, you know, the full-on Palestinian headdress of the jihadist warriors. Like, he's a Hispanic illegal immigrant. What is the Palestinian angle here? And that's the problem. There's a jihadi Palestinian angle here because you're seeing the merger of the Democrat Party and these terrorists. They admire them. They want to be like them. And you're seeing that with this Turtle Island terror group. That's what they call themselves.
Yeah.
Well, if you go look at a picture, they're wearing kafayas.
I have been hearing intelligence where there's actually what's going on here is these cartels, the Mexico, the Hispanic cartels, are actually working with the Islamic militants, especially Iran, and getting training on tactics, on terror tactics, explosives and things along those lines.
Well, that is one of the things that reason Trump's going out to Venezuela because they merged with Hezbollah and they moved their drugs up through Mexico with Hezbollah. But then you've got this other thing going on as well. Remember, okay, so we've arrested three people now sent by Iran to murder either top Trump officials or Trump himself, okay, assassins. One of them tried to recruit from the cartels for Trump assassinations, like, in other words, the cartels assassins. This guy was from Iran. We've caught three. Two of them are awaiting trial right now. And then the third one doesn't have a trial date scheduled. So you're why? And here's the thing I always point out, Lee. You will not find anywhere a fatwa, a death threat, or an assassination plot against the single Democrat. None. By Iran. There's three.
I'm sure they just haven't gotten around to it yet, Tara.
Well, you know, it's super weird because you can go check the Twitter feed of the Ayatollah for Iran. He has issued two fatwas, which are, you know, condemnations of death. Once you get a condemnation of death, then it is incumbent upon all of the brothers, all of the brotherhood, the followers to kill you if they can find you. It is a command from Allah. And Trump has two of those on his head right now from the Ayatollah of Iran. And one most recently from Al-Qaeda in June. There isn't one for the Democrats. Al-Qaeda don't want to kill the Democrats. They don't have fatwas. Neither does. And by the way, the first fatwa, Trump wasn't even in office, Lee. So it's not that, you know, Biden was in office and Trump. They put a fatwa on Trump, Iran did, but not on Biden, who was the president. Yeah. Why? Because they see themselves as partners. And that's what you're seeing with this Turtle Island terror group. They want to go after ICE. They want to kill Americans. They want to end capitalism and they want violent bombings. But they themselves wrote about the connection between that and the Palestinian struggle. And one of them is pictured again in a kafaya. Look at Democrat street protests, again, funded by Iran. They told us, no, not, you know, I'm not saying that. They did. What do you see? Rainbow flags, never U.S. flags. They hate the country. Rainbow flags and kafayas. That's the it's kind of like a facial wrap. Sometimes they use it as a flag, but it's facial wrap and it's like that white and it's white and black and it's like black webbing on white.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're dressing in Palestinian garb. And I think they see jihadis as a natural asset to their movement to do the bombings and the terror attacks that they themselves are, you know, don't have the guts to do. I think they admire them. And I think they were emboldened by October 7th. And they saw a group they think that they can merge with, and they are. And I warned this literally yesterday when I said, yep. Why is St. Kilmar Abrigo Garcia immigration issue standing next to a lunatic in a kafaya on American soil? What is the nexus there? That is the nexus for the left. Mm-hmm. It's terror. They admire it. They are trying to absorb it. And then we see this. This breaks hours later that they had this Palestinian connection in that they saw themselves. They're not Palestinian. They're not jihadi themselves, but they were dressing in terrorist garb, jihadi garb. So you need to keep your eye on that because that's going to be a big deal. And when we find out on Friday, and again, if you notice, I'm putting this in every segment. I'm telling people in our, you know, on our side who use the show for show prep, because I go first, I'm on the East Coast, talk about the 18,000 terrorists. Talk about it again and again and again and again and again. 18,000 terrorists turned themselves in at our border as illegal immigrants. Most of them and the rest came in on visas. Biden knew it and he let them in. He let him in. And now we're finding out from the UK Telegraph, because not like the American media would ever tell us anything, Lee, Biden, quote, this is the headline in the Telegraph. You can find the article. Biden ignored warnings about letting terror-linked Afghans into the U.S. When he was at only 1,000, they sent him a memo. You're letting in terrorists. And he let in more. He could have picked them up at that point. We knew who they were, or tried. No, he let them go and took 1,000 more. And left them wandering around when he left office. He was going to leave them there. He didn't care. So we got the total of 2,000, Lee, that Tulsi Gabbard warned us about over the weekend. It kind of got buried in all the really terrible news this weekend between Brown University and Bondi Beach and all these things going on. But I want to play it again. We need to revisit this. This is important today. Hammer this.
There were over 100,000 people who came into our country because of that disastrous withdrawal. I'll tell you, the vast majority of them were not properly vetted. They certainly were not vetted at anywhere near the standard that we require. And of that number, right, we know that there are at least 2,000 who are here who have ties to or are known or suspected terrorists.
Which is unbelievable.
Now, you put that together with the story this morning. This is a very important story. We're learning that back in February, thank God, Kristi Noem and Donald Trump blocked illegals from flying with no ID. That was the Biden policy. So imagine this. You've got 1,100 known Afghan terrorists in the country, some that are ISIS. He lets in 1,000 more plus 16,000 more over the border and then goes, hey, you know what? No ID needed to fly. Go ahead, get on a plane. Were they trying for a terror attack? Was that the goal?
No.
Or are you just so psychopathic you just don't care who dies? I don't know what the Democrats, hard to say. But here's the thing. They're screaming overnight because they have discovered that the TSA is now running the passenger list against the Department of Homeland Security identity list to find the illegals, Lee, because Democrats gave social security numbers to 6,000 illegal immigrants who are on the terror watch list. So they've got real IDs now. They've also got driver's licenses from Democrat states that make them indistinguishable from us. And so they've got to run illegals. They got to run every passenger now against their list to figure out who's illegal and who's a terrorist to keep them off the planes. And the Democrats, Lee, want them to stop. Can you believe that? Privacy, they say.
Yeah.
For who, Al-Qaeda?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.